Welcome to the Misfit Stars Podcast. I'm Shannon Curtis.
And I'm Jamie Hill. Welcome to episode 2. Oh my gosh, Shannon, episode 2.
We made it to episode 2.
We made it past episode 1 is what that really means.
Because it was kind of freaky last week. We're like, let's start a podcast. And we're like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
It seemed like a great idea until we actually had to make a podcast. And then it was terrifying.
But we made it to episode 2.
Yeah, totally. I want to say welcome to our new listeners. We have had a bunch of people subscribing to the pod at misfitstars.com in the last week since we put out the first episode.
Thank you, subscribers!
Thanks to each and every one of you. We appreciate the heck out of you.
Totally. And thanks for all the great response that y'all gave us on social media and stuff. Those of you who listened and were like, I love the podcast. That was so encouraging and awesome.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, seriously. And we got some good constructive feedback and we appreciate that too. Mostly it was just that my hair sounds like it looks really good.
Your hair sounds like it looks really good.
What does that even mean?
Oh my God.
That literally doesn't mean anything. So hey, very exciting. Later on in this very episode, we are going to tackle our very first listener topic.
Listener topic?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, let me explain. A listener topic is when someone who listens to this podcast suggests something that they would like to hear us talk about, and then we talk about it.
That sounds like a pretty good description.
I know.
Yeah, because one of the things we really want to happen in this podcast, we don't want to just be us talking stuff at you. It's our goal that this whole thing is an interactive conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're going to be taking suggestions. Who are we taking suggestions from, Jamie?
Well, you know, I don't want to give away too much, but we're going to be taking a suggestion from someone in our Misfit Stars community. And we're going to be talking later on in this pod about stuff we did wrong.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be really good.
Mistakes we've made.
Thanks for nothing,
that
Landon.
That sounds like dirty laundry.
No. It's going to be good.
No, it's going to be great.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. So, you know, if you have an idea for something you would like to hear us talk about and you are not yet a member, a subscribing member of the Misfit Stars podcast, become a member.
Yeah.
Because that's who submits listener topics, is members of the pod.
You can do that at misfitstars.com. Sweet. So the first part of this episode today, we're dedicating our conversation to somebody very special to us.
Yeah.
So in the last week since you last heard from us here, it's been quite a momentous week.
And we're not even talking about Thanksgiving. And like that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was wonderful. And we'll maybe talk about that later a little bit, actually. But something even bigger than Thanksgiving happened this last week.
Yeah. So last Wednesday, I got a text message from my aunt. We were in Northern California visiting family for Thanksgiving. And my aunt said via text that my grandma had been admitted to the ER. And we should, if we could come down and see her, we should. So we did. And we went down to Lodi, California, where she's lived
forever.
She was not born there, but she lived in Lodi forever.
Was she born in the Dakotas?
Yes. I believe she was born in Ashley, North Dakota.
Like your whole family kind of migrated from the Dakotas, right?
Yes.
And they referred to it still, even when I knew her, as the Dakotas.
The Dakotas.
Yeah.
It's not
distinguished.
I think
probably they were still a little bit mad about it being divided into two parts.
Maybe so. But anyway, we went down to Lodi and we spent the whole rest of the day with my grandma in the ER. She was not communicating that day. She had experienced a really sharp decline in her health over the last number of days. And then ultimately she ended up passing away this weekend. She was 94. And
she was exactly 50 years older than you.
She was 50 years older than me. So it was always easy for me to remember how old she was, and also to remind her how old she was when she forgot.
Which was frequently. Because to be fair, like once you get over like, I don't know, once I get over 70-something, I'm probably going to be forgetful about it, too.
Oh, I know, right?
I'm already forgetful about pretty much everything. Shannon can vouch for that.
You think you're already forgetful about your age? You're like, am I 46? What?
I know, right? Well, especially because it sounds increasingly weird. And then, like, your age sounds weird, too.
Remember
the other day, I was like, what are you, 44?
Yeah, I know. It's bizarre.
That's weird.
So my grandma was 94, and she passed away in the wee hours of the morning a couple of days ago, and she went peacefully.
Like really peacefully.
And I'm grateful for that. And it was, you know, it was sad to say goodbye to her because she was a really, really lovely woman and a really good grandma. It's one of those, so, you know, we made this record this last year called Both at the Same Time, mm-hmm. right? It was definitely one of those moments that was like, yeah, I'm sad to say goodbye to my grandma. It was sad to see her in that state of not being able to communicate with us as she was in decline last week. That was a big shock. And I think that's when my emotions sort of got really strong, you know, seeing her there.
I think especially at like the beginning of the visit, right? Because her eyes were tracking.
Yeah.
And there, it just seemed like something maybe wanted to come out a little bit, but it just wasn't really there.
So yeah, I was experiencing hard. That sadness of that. But at the same time, you know, knowing that this was going to be her time to go and that she had been, I think, really kind of waiting for that for a while. I was also glad for her that, you know, she was going to have an opportunity to just be at rest. And for the last number of years when we would visit her, she's been in an assisted living facility for a couple of years. And every time we'd go, she would say multiple times, because she was the last few years having trouble remembering things. And so she would repeat herself a lot. And she would say all the time, "I don't know why the Lord still wants me here." That's what how she sort of framed
and
that.
And sometimes if she wanted to be really emphatic, because she was such a polite speaker, she would say, "I just don't know
That's right.
why the Lord still wants me here." And she would sound a little PO'd, but then she wouldn't really be PO'd.
No, she always had a sparkle in her eye, even until our very last visit. We obviously visited her in the hospital last week, but the last really good visit we had was just a month ago when we were there.
At the end of October, at the end of tour.
And she always had a sparkle in her eye, even if she was expressing frustration with something, you know, she bounced back quickly with a cheerful spirit. And I really feel like that is sort of, I don't know, I get the impression that like the habits that you make in your life when you're younger and as you go through life are the things that show up for you in moments when you're maybe reaching the end.
And like your reflexes.
They're like your reflexes.
Like the pathways that you have burned in your brain, the neural pathways.
Yeah, totally. And so like, I think as I think back on her life and how I knew her growing up, she really was always very cheerful. Like she chose that. Mm-hmm. Even in circumstances where maybe you wouldn't expect a person to be cheerful, you know, not like inappropriately cheerful, you know, but
totally.
Like,
well, her life wasn't peaches and cream all the time, right? She had normal struggles.
Totally.
But I remember that you shared with me that like you never had a memory of your grandma going into negativity about potentially negative stuff in her life, right?
No.
Like she always had a kind word, a positive attitude. And she was, as you described it to me, always just kind of looking for the next happy signpost on her journey.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is really inspiring to me. And a reminder that like now's the time that I'm building the pathways that are going to be there for me when, you know,
when you're senile,
when Lord willing, I'm, you know, I'm 94 years old, you know, but you know, like that stuff shows up later on. So but she was a good grandma.
She was better than a good grandma. She was a wonderful grandma.
Yeah.
And she was an amazing grandma to me too. And that's a really special thing, right? Because my grandmas, I came from much less robust stock. I feel like I'm going to break that streak, so don't worry, baby. I'll be here for you long term. But my longest living grandma of the two grandmas I had died at, I think, 72, right? Like really sort of short-lived.
By today's standards, for sure.
Well, absolutely. And I think that they were like, there's been that generational thing, right? Where like, we're kind of seeing that happen now. We're like, you know, 80 is the new 70, right? And everyone just kind of lives longer and is younger longer and that whole kind of thing.
Does that mean we're going to live to like 124 or something like that?
Hey, you know, as long as our quality of life is good, I'm not anti. But imagine, like, I would hate to be around from like 100 to 124 just being a useless piece.
You know? That would be terrible.
Just being cranky and mad.
That would
but
be
we're
so
not
going
to be cranky and mad because we're going to reinforce those good pathways.
That's right. We're going to like work on those good neural pathways. She really did bring you into the fold as a grandson.
Oh, it was like a second life for me with that, because I hadn't had my own grandparents since I was like 23 years old. And then I went like this really long time, like a decade. I met her when I was just about 33, I think, right? And she just immediately took me under her wing, I was just her grandson.
Yes.
And I had another chance at having a grandma for a full decade, like 11 years. And it was amazing because she was such a great grandma to me.
Yeah.
You know, and she was a wonderful grandma to you, but she was specifically a great grandma to me as well. Like, she used to do just like all that corny grandparent stuff with me. Like, here are some collectible coins.
That's right.
What the heck? Why are you giving me collectible coins? Oh, yeah, because you're a grandma and I'm your grandson. And that's just what happens.
That's right. That's just how it goes.
I still have them, too.
I know.
A partially complete set of collectible quarters.
I love it. It is partially complete.
Hey, it was good enough, right?
Oh, my gosh. She always did great things for me when I was a kid, too. Like, I was, you know, thinking about some of my favorite memories of her. And it was in this, a lot of ways, really sort of apropos that she passed away on Thanksgiving weekend, because mm-hmm. that's one of my big memories with her. When I was a kid, from as long as I can remember, I don't even know when it started, but I don't have a memory of a childhood Thanksgiving weekend that did not involve our annual family cookie making tradition.
And I just want to interject here that I have heard this story so many times from so many people in your family that I feel like it happened to me. I'm going to let you tell it.
Wait, Jamie.
Yes?
What happened to the audio?
Well, it's fading out.
Well, why is it fading out?
Well, it's fading out because this is a members only episode.
Oh, does that mean that only members of the Misfit Stars community can listen to the rest of this episode?
That's exactly what that means.
Oh my gosh. Well, how do you become a member?
Oh my gosh. It's so easy. All you got to do is you go to misfitstars.com and you click on the big pink button that says subscribe to unlock all episodes.
Oh, and then like all the episodes will be unlocked.
Oh yeah. And you can listen to any of them.
Oh, that's amazing.
For example, the rest of this one.
That's right.
Which is really great.
And there's other cool stuff in there too, right?
There is. So you get all the podcast episodes, but once you're a Misfit Stars member, you also get a whole bunch of other cool stuff that we do in that community.
Which you can read about at misfitstars.com once you click on the subscribe to unlock all episodes button.
Yeah, the big pink button.
The big pink button.
Yeah.
I love it. Go click the big pink button at misfitstars.com.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.